Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Firearms Monday, the 18th of May. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with stock up on sea salt. It may sound simple, maybe something you've overlooked, but listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. Easy and inexpensive to get now. If you live more than 100 miles from the ocean, it could be a matter of life and death to have an inventory of sea salt in the future. So stock up on it now. Moving on from there, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. No, you won't get next day delivery. It'll be 6 to 8 weeks in the future. That's just simply the way it is. We will accept your order. And the same thing with On Guard oil. Limit 1 bottle per family. Immediate delivery. That's good. If you want 2 bottles, you need to buy a kit that has On Guard in it, and then you can buy an additional bottle. I am a Berkey dealer and a doTERRA dealer under products at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. We spend Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number, listen carefully, 417-718-2597. If you got a question or comment, anything to do with rifles, shotgun, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, legislation, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. What direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, I want to get back to the prioritization thing. You know, okay. For a year now, we've been suggesting that people get one good piston-operated AR-15 with a red dot sight and a suppressor, and if you can afford it, if you have the resources, for God's sake, get a thermal sight. You need one rifle you can defend your home and your family and your neighborhood and detect threats with day or night. You've got to be able to operate in the daylight and in the darkness effectively. And you need one good rifle with the proper sights on it to do that. Why a red dot sight? Because it allows you to stay behind cover. It allows you to improvise positions. It has a more forgiving eye relief, which allows you to stay behind cover better in a number of different positions. Why a thermal sight? because it works better than night vision. It detects threats better in the dark. It works in the day. Night vision doesn't work well in the day. It sees through smoke and fog. Night vision doesn't see through smoke and fog. It identifies camouflage people. Night vision doesn't do that. Okay, so this is the thing you have to understand. Your 40-gun gun collection is not going to help you defend your home or your neighborhood. You need one good rifle and one good thermal sight. And you need ammunition and cleaning supplies and spare parts for that rifle so you can keep it running. And, you know, for a year I've been talking about this. I've been asking people, okay, I'm looking around me, watching what's going on politically around the world, watching what's happening in the U.S. Now I'm begging you, prioritize. Get yourself a good rifle with a suppressor, a piston-kitted gun that will run without being cleaned, and get yourself a good thermal sight and the ammo and the spares for one system. Get one system you can fight with for a couple of years.
That's good advice, Sam. That's excellent advice, and I hope people will pay heed and do the right thing there.
Yeah, I'm begging you, sell the jet ski, okay? You know, sell the jet ski, sell this dust-collecting safe queens in the back of your safe, and get one good weapon system, one good handgun, and go get some training. You're running out of time, folks. It's really getting to the point where we're soon not going to be able to do these things. You're not going to be able to buy thermal. You're not going to be able to buy big blocks of ammo. You're not going to be able to train openly in America. That this group of people that want control, they're advancing at light speed now, and they're pushing their agenda hard. And they, depending on what state you're in, they will have tremendous success.
Absolutely. Sam, I just have to make a comment here. I was just watching a video of a young woman with her small child in New York City in Brooklyn, walking past five uniformed New York City police officers with her little child, looked like about a 4 or 5 year old child. She had her mask hanging down instead of over her nose. And she's confronted and treated basically like a bank robber. By these men. What an absolute outrage. Them pulling her to the ground, face down, handcuffing her behind her back, all while her little child is watching. An absolute outrage. And then de Blasio comes in saying they've changed policy because of this. It's just totally unacceptable. Completely unacceptable.
Well, de Blasio and Cuomo need to be in jail. Their decisions cost the lives of thousands of New Yorkers. And if you don't believe me, look at the stats from Florida versus New York. They're very similar in population and urban to non-urban ratios. But let me tell you something. If you're a police officer, listen closely. You may think you're the baddest bear in the woods, and you might be with that badge and gun on for a short period of time. But when you start taking mothers to the ground and arresting them for silly stuff like this, you start pulling all this Nazi crap, guess what's going to happen? Sooner or later, the people are going to squash you like a bug. Because for every one of you, there's 2,000 citizens. And you're not going to get away with this stuff for long. Americans aren't going to tolerate this much longer. And you're going to need to make a decision as a police officer. You're going to respect your oath and respect the people you swore to protect and the Constitution you swore to uphold. Or are you going to be an order taker like the people we hung at Nuremberg? This doesn't end well for the order takers. That's my point. So if you're a police officer, respect the citizens. Respect the law. Respect the Constitution as part of the law. If not, you're just an order taker. And you're going to get what every order taker has gotten throughout history. And it's not pretty.
No, it's not pretty at all. And so I know we have a lot of officers that listen to my show. And the majority of them know what their oath of office is. And they will respect that and do the right thing for the right reasons. And you officers who share that belief, you need to be sure that the men and women you work for are duly informed that their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that's what comes first, above and beyond everything else, doesn't it, Sam?
It sure does. And I don't want to get into the discussion of being pro-police or anti-police. That's a false dichotomy. We're talking about individual accountability. Jesus Christ said, you will be judged according to your deeds. He didn't say you will be judged according to what gang you belong to or what tribe you belong to. That was never said by the man who spoke the truth. So let's get serious about this. And I'll give you an example. Here in Missouri, we have a county, Jefferson County, Missouri. It's south of St. Louis. They have a sheriff there named Dave Marshak. Dave Marshak came out at the very beginning of all this and said, we will not be doing roadside checks. We will not be arresting people for violating these unconstitutional orders. We respect our citizens and we respect the Constitution. And his deputy sheriffs got the message right up front, right at the beginning, because they had a real man leading that department. Now, let's go to the opposite direction of Missouri. Here in Greene County, I guess it surrounds the Springfield area in Springfield, right. Missouri. Those officers are out arresting people for laws that don't even have, they're not even laws, they're orders or edicts that have no criminal penalties. There's nothing to try them on. There's nothing. There's nothing to legally prosecute them on. Yet they're beating people, cuffing people, doing all this Nazi crap. And so my point in telling you
is, why are they arresting these people for what again? You didn't say.
Being in a group of seven in public.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, this stuff is going on all over the country.
So now, what do they put on the charging sheet? So they arrest them, handcuff them, take them to jail. What's on the charging sheet? That's violation of state statute.
That's the funny thing. So I think some of them jumped to resisting arrest. you can't arrest someone for nothing and then charge them with resisting arrest. But that'll come out in the courts. That'll get
actually,
sorted out.
I've seen that. Early in my career, back in the beginning of 1973, I learned very quickly, if the only charge was resisting arrest, I knew immediately something's really wrong with this case.
Yep. And that's not my point, though. My point is that you have different departments handling this issue differently. And each officer and each chief or sheriff will eventually be held accountable for their choices. Don't, as a police officer, fall into the bait of being an order taker and acting like a Nazi thug, because your trial's coming and you're not making friends. You're making enemies. You're making the people your enemy when you do these things, and there will be a reckoning. So don't do that. Don't get caught in that trap.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's what a strange world we live in. Well, let's try to segue back to the main topic here. It's hard to get away from this, I know. And recommendations. We got a caller here. We got our first caller, Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had two questions for you. The first one, you were talking about the fifth column. I would like to know what website that is so I can check that out. And the second firearm-related question is, the 300 blackout, I've been getting into that, and it's I find it to be a very effective round. And Wilson Combat has come out with a 300 hammer. I've read a few articles about it, and I assume from the articles I've read that you cannot use the same barrel you use for 300 blackout for the 300 hammer. It looks like it did different head spacing on there. Is that correct? And what do you know about the 300 hammer?
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I know what they're trying to do. Everybody's trying to come up with a proprietary cartridge that distinguishes them so they can sell more product. But the 300 Blackout is perfect for what it's designed to do. It's one of my top two recommended cartridges for an AR-15 for defending your home, your community, and freedom. I love the cartridge. I would highly recommend you do it on a piston system. If you haven't, send it to us and we'll convert it for you. But it's a great cartridge, the 300 Blackout, and I wouldn't mess with the 300 Hammer at all.
Okay.
And there's not enough advantage to it to justify the expense.
The website, Dave, is thefifthcolumn.com. Thefifthcolumn.com.
Well, and I have thefifthcolumnnews.com.
Well, maybe it may be two different websites. That's something.
Could be.
That's something we need to check out here before we get people all screwed up going to the wrong place.
Yeah, the website, I'm on it right now, and it's thefifthcolumnnews.com.
Yep, that's where I went, and that is that looks like the guy with the red beard you're talking about.
It is. That's him.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
And by the way, when you watch these videos of the guy with the beard and the red hair, and he says, "Hey, Bo here," his name isn't Bo. Okay? Oh. That's a character that he's doing.
Oh.
Okay?
This is a
very experienced SF guy that's worked for intel groups overseas, and he's just playing with everybody. But he's trying to make a point. You see what I mean?
You still there? One other question for the 300 Blackout?
Yes.
What do you know about the S&B ammo? I've been using some S&B ammo. They have a subsonic round that's pretty good, and the non-subsonic, and they previously have had pretty good reputation. I just wondered if you have used the 300 Blackout.
Let's talk about that, because we do a lot of 300 Blackout stuff. And the S&B ammo, the name of the company is Cellier and Beloit. And they're a company in the Czech Republic. We did some work with them on some powdered tungsten bullet technology years ago. They're a great company. They have some of the smartest engineers in the world in their firearms and ammunition elements. They are a fantastic company. Their ammo is excellent. If you're going to buy off-the-shelf ammo for a 300 Blackout, that's a really good choice. And secondly, the best supersonic load that we've come across is the 110 VMAX. So if you've got Cellier and Beloit subsonics, you know, with a 220 or larger grain bullet, that's beautiful. But if you want a supersonic load that's not as quiet suppressed, but it's much more effective at longer range, you want to get a 110 VMAX loaded into your 300 Blackout case.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I'm a big fan of Cellier and Beloit also. Excellent, excellent ammunition.
Yeah, high-quality company, high-quality stuff, great QA, you know. You get good stuff from them all the time. You know, they just do a great job. I'm a big fan of that company as far as European ammo. But let's talk a little bit about what bullets work well in the 300 Blackout, since Dave brought it up.
Okay.
You've got, my favorite load is like a 230 grain bullet with the 300 Blackout subsonic. The most accurate subsonic load doesn't have quite as much energy, but the most accurate load is the Lapua 200 grain subsonic bullet. They make a bullet for subsonic work with a rebated boat tail, and it flies as accurate as anything you'll ever shoot subsonic in a 300 Blackout. As far as the supersonic load goes, we like two loads. We like the 110 VMAX for CQB work. We like the 125 Hornady plastic tip bullet. I think it's an SST. Nosler makes a nice 125 as well. These 125 bullets with 4198 Hodgson powder that's temperature insensitive. Fantastic combination.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. This is gentleman Jared Moore here on Monday, the 18th of May. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. And a question or comment, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Sam.
Okay, I think we were talking about prioritizing.
Yes, sir.
If you have a piston-operated AR, if you have ammunition, if you have a bolt and cleaning supplies and a suppressor and some thermal, you need to buy some body armor. I recommend the Testudo 2 from AR500.com if you want to be cost-effective. I recommend a Seajar Optimized from First Spear if you have financial resources and want one of the best things made. You have some options. I recommend polymer, high molecular weight polymer plates mixed with ceramic. You can get a front plate for 4.5 to 5 pounds. You can get a rear plate for 5.5 to 6.5 pounds. That's typically half the weight of the armored steel plates.
Gotcha.
You can get level 4 plates in that weight range, and it's just fantastic stuff.
And level 4 will stop cartridge?
That will stop an armor-piercing 30-06 round or a armor-piercing 223 round.
All right. All right. Well, I generally recommend plates and plate carriers for base operation as opposed to being out in the bush because of the weight. But that may be low enough weight that, depending on the operation, a guy might be able to use it on patrol.
Yeah. How do you argue about 9 pounds of level four protection? I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
It is. It is absolutely a beautiful thing. And the two locations to get those plates again?
Well, you want to get the carrier, either the that's the vest that will hold the plates, at AR500.com. If your financial resources are limited, get the Testudo 2. If you're if you've got financial resources, go to First Spear and order a Siege R optimized. Mm-hmm. That's S-I-E-G-E, the letter R, and then the word optimized. That's something the level of what a SEAL team operator would wear. It's lightweight, it's strong, it's durable, it's comfortable, it does a lot of things right.
Right, right. And in that application, SEALs are frequently used as doing raids and commando type operations. You're only going to be wearing it for a few hours as opposed to walking through the bush for days and days. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, everything's so light now, it doesn't matter. You can wear it all day long. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Well, it's the new world. I'm still getting used to that.
Yeah, when my first kit weighed 56 pounds. You know, you talk about being at altitude in Afghanistan with 56 pounds of vest and a rifle. I mean, that was a lot of weight. You know, I had young, strong legs back then, but still, that's a lot of weight. Now, my total kit with ammo, a knife, optics, a gas mask, water, armored level four plates, it's about 31 pounds.
It wasn't a feather. It wasn't unusual for a 150-pound infantryman to be carrying 100 pounds of his equipment and weapon and everything in Vietnam. Not unusual at all. It was actually pretty common.
Yeah, technology has changed all that now. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Well, nothing's going to make water any lighter, is it?
Yeah, we haven't figured out how to make water
any
lighter.
No such thing as dehydrated water. No.
Well, but we do now have small, compact filters that will filter viruses, so you can pick up water along the way, and you don't have to carry so much.
That's good if you're in a location where you can do that. Well, okay, let's move on, sir.
All right, so we're talking about prioritization. You know, you need a good rifle, you need a suppressor, you need thermal, you need an armored kit, you need a spare bolt, you need spare extractors, you know, spare firing pin, you need good ammo, you need patches and cleaning supplies, and, you know, you have to have the logistical items that allow you to keep a weapon operating over time. You know, that should be your number one priority. Of course, you need food and water, and you need some freeze-dried food. You can't just have canned food. If you have to pick up and move in a hurry, you won't be able to carry enough canned or jarred food with you. But you can carry enough freeze-dried food with you because it's a lot lighter for the amount of food you can carry and a lot denser. And so that's a consideration. And, you know, I'm telling you, America, you better get ready to stand up. Because there are groups of people coming for control of this country. And for a long time, I thought, it might be 2030 before things really get rolling. But I'm telling you, things are going to roll pretty darn quick here. Well, I guess we got Dave from Texas.
Well, it looks like before Dave from Texas, we got Dave from California.
All right.
Lots of Daves. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Great.
Oh, good, good. I have a question in regards to concealment. I have the old-fashioned space blankets, the thick ones.
Right.
Can one of those be used as a thermal blind?
No, not by itself. So gotcha. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's say you're in an aircraft.
Okay, we got a break. We'll have to continue this after the break. Everybody stay
tuned. Okay. Hold tight, Dave. We'll get to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Let's jump back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, my Firearms Monday. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a special notice there at the top left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com titled "The Communist Agenda Exposed." The Communist Agenda Exposed. There's a lecture given by a former KGB officer, Yuri Bezmenov. You'll need to watch his lecture. And then a World War III alert at the bottom of that section. You need to inform yourself about what's going on there. You really do. With what's coming at us, health, well-being, energy will be as ever more important. And if you want the optimal health, you want to have a pain-free life, wake up in the morning like I do after a great night's sleep, free of pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch doing all kinds of activities, and I wake up pain-free in the morning after sleeping as good as a small child every night. You can also. Check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line to order the energy cleaner and your mattress pad. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, let's get back to Dave's question here, Sam.
Okay, I hear this question a lot. I actually heard it this weekend. Guys were asking about, how do you defeat thermal? Will a space blanket work? What a space blanket does to a guy that knows how to use his thermal is it just creates like this black or white hole, depending on your whether you're on black hot or white hot on your thermal settings. It's like a big rectangle, like this black hole. And so once you've seen it one time, you see a guy with a space blanket and you go, oh, there's a guy with a space blanket. It's not like natural terrain at all. Now here's what you can do. So you can take different colors and different materials and paint them onto your space blanket. You can go to a auto paint manufacturer and have them mix paint that has some sand in it and have them mix some rubberizer in it. And then you can spray it in these weird patterns on your space blanket to break up the thermal signature of the space blanket so that it's not near as obvious. And then you can attach, you can poke tiny holes with little strings and attach natural debris to your space blanket in various spots to hide the shape of the blanket. And that combined with textured paints that have sand or organic material in them, with some rubberizer, then you can create a device that will actually make it difficult for a guy with thermal to determine what you are.
In addition, and I agree with what Sam's saying, in addition, unless you're out in the desert, there's almost always going to be some kind of cover in the form of trees or rocks and various sides of hills. You use whatever natural cover there is in addition to the space blanket.
Yes.
So you don't have a foot sticking out or a hand sticking out. You get, and what's excellent to break up that image also are conifers. Any kind of pine tree or cedar tree will absorb that energy and make it more difficult to see you. So you make use of everything at hand, don't you, Sam?
Yeah, you have to learn to use what's around you in addition to prepping that space blanket so it doesn't look like a giant black or white blob that sticks out.
All right.
Okay, Dave, go for it.
Yes, awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I was going to mention for everybody out there, the old world order has to die for the new world order to begin. We're the old world order, everybody, you know. And if we let that happen, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. We have our next caller is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, guys, calling back again. Boy, your guys are full of some pretty good tips. I was in the Air Force, so I didn't have much Rakondo training myself. But you guys have got some good stuff there on the IR. I want to let you know I went up to the fifthcolumnnews.com, and I watched about four of his recent videos. They're short, so they're quick. And I just wanted to give you some feedback. He, you know, even though he's a Special Forces guy and everything, he's a young man. Young is a relative term. But he's a young man as far as overall life experiences economically and everything. But he comes across very intelligently. And he comes across as a never-Trumper who wants to look like a moderate. Well, a lot of his videos are really somewhat undermining and taking jabs at the president. Of course, we know no president's ever been perfect, but he seems to be a never-Trumper that's kind of trying to wrap himself in a moderate cloak.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind.
That's just FYI from what I observed. But thank you very much, guys. Great to listen to.
Thank you. Before I get to our next caller, I think we're going to do a Masters moment here, aren't we, Sam?
We certainly can. Today's Masters moment is a guy that I just absolutely love. You've probably never heard of him. You may have seen him on TV years ago. His name was Steve Rodriguez. Steve Rodriguez was an Albuquerque SWAT sniper, and he has been involved in some of the most famous SWAT incidences in the United States. And you may have seen him on the video. If you saw years ago the video of a sniper in Albuquerque on a bank robbery that was standing behind a concrete wall, and the guy pokes his head out, he's got his arm wrapped around this woman's neck and a revolver right on her temple, the gun pointed right at her head, and he pokes his head out the front of the bank door, and Steve takes a shot at him. And the guy looks around like, is that a vehicle backfiring? And the bullet missed. And he takes another shot at him, and he misses again. And then a cameraman comes up and taps Steve on the back and says, your bullet's hitting the top of the concrete wall and deflecting. So Steve stands on his toes and offhand shoots this guy in the head from over 50 yards away with no rest. Absolutely amazing shot. Saves the woman's life.
All right.
And that's just one incident. I want to cover a couple more.
Okay.
But there was a situation where some of the Albuquerque SWAT guys were on a call out. It was a long call out all day long. They were hostage negotiating, trying to talk this guy down. They finally did. They didn't have to shoot the guy that was holding the gun on his wife. And these guys have been up for 24 hours. They go to sleep, and one of the other snipers that works with Steve, he gets the phone call, and I'm going to tell it from his perspective. He says, I haven't been in bed for 45 minutes. And the phone rings. And it's one of the officers in my department. He says, there's a guy on the big bridge over the Rio Grande. It's like a 700-foot drop. You know where the bridge is. He said, the captain wants you to shoot this guy. And the sniper says, what? He says, yeah, the captain needs you to drive down there and put a bullet in this guy's head. He goes, what are you talking about? He said, he's holding a 14-month baby over the edge, threatening to drop the child. 700 feet to his death.
Right.
So this sniper jumps in his Jeep, flies down to this bridge. The traffic's backed up for over a quarter mile. Right in front of him, Steve Rodriguez gets there first, yanks the drag bag out of his vehicle and says, I'm going to shoot this SOB the first chance I get. Now, keep in mind, these guys have been on a call out for 24 hours. They haven't even had 45 minutes of sleep. He said, Steve took off running because all the traffic was backed up on the bridge, and he gets probably 30 yards away and throws his bipod out, throws it down on the hood of one of the cars that's parked there by the bridge, tells the guy in the car not to move. And right as he throws the bipod down, there's a media person there with a camera and a microphone, a reporter, and the reporter says to the perp, hey, don't you want the world to know your story? Tell us your story. Turn and look into the mic. Tell us what they've done to you. And this guy spins around. Now the baby's no longer over the edge of the bridge. And Rodriguez, in less than 7 seconds on scene, pops this guy in the head. The baby drops on his diapers. There's not even a scratch on the child. And he saves the baby's life.
Well, that's breathtaking. You got one more.
Yeah, and there's another bank robbery situation where the guy held a woman in the bank hostage, one of the tellers, as a hostage, and he demanded a getaway car. And they finally get him a getaway car as part of the negotiation, and he's got this gun to the back of this woman's head, and they run for the car, and he stuffs her in the car and jumps in the car with the hostage. And Rodriguez shoots him through the windshield offhand with an AR-15. And then the woman stuck in the car, he breaks and rakes the window with the barrel of his gun and his best Dudley Do-Right voice is, ma'am, are you okay? And the woman is just in shock. She literally can't speak.
I bet.
But he winds up pulling her out of the car. There's not a scratch on her. She's got a little broken glass on her from the impacts of the bullets going through the windshield to kill the perp. But that's just a picture into Steve Rodriguez's world. And I just want to give a shout out to all these officers on these SWAT teams that have saved lives over the years. And Steve is one of the best.
Well, amazing. Is he still active or is he?
No, he's retired now.
Retired.
Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully he's doing some instructing someplace. Whew, breathtaking. Well, good for Steve Rodriguez. Our next caller is a regular guy we hear from frequently, Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Man, it's hard to follow that. That's amazing. You were talking about security earlier in the program, Sam, and I was wondering, I've recently come in contact with a friend of mine who picked up one of these VR-80 AR-style shotguns, 12-gauge shotguns, And we took it out shooting yesterday and put probably, 60 or 70 rounds through this thing. I did personally. And he has he probably put another 100. But my goodness, I've never been impressed with a gun like that in my life. I was just, so incredibly, not one malfunction, incredibly accurate. And depending on what cartridges or, shotgun shells we had in there, one of them in particular, where there was a stump probably, 14 to 16 inches in diameter that was kind of rotten. I mean, not completely. I mean, a regular pistol bullet wouldn't really, it wouldn't go plumb through the whole thing. But this thing just literally with like double-aught buck and number 4, I think it was, bullets just tore it apart. And I was wondering, what do you think of that for CQB or like patrolling a neighborhood kind of an operation?
Well, I'm not a big fan of shotguns for things other than breaching. And even though that is a great shotgun, the VR-80 is a great product. I agree with you. If you're into shotguns, it's a fun tool. But generally speaking, the recoil recovery time of a shotgun and the lack of range when you're in and around buildings, just outside of buildings, I would never choose to have a shotgun in a defensive situation myself. Because with a rifle and some training, you can deal with multiple targets so much faster with a suppressed AR than you can even with the VR-80, which is a great shotgun.
Okay, I was just curious, because what we did, just for curiosity, we had a board that was, we stood it upright and put, we had targets on it, we were shooting 9mm too, but so it had some holes in it, and we backed up to 40 yards just to see what this thing would do. And like I said, it already had some holes in it, and the only ammo that we had left was this number 8, I think it was. So it's just tiny, almost like dust. But we had a full choke in this and hit that at 40 yards, and it did not penetrate it, but it broke it plumb in half.
That's all impressive and everything, but what I want you to do is I want you to set up 3 targets where you got half a guy's torso from behind cover on each target, okay? And shoot all 3 twice, okay? And measure the amount of time, and then do a reload of the shotgun and shoot all 3 twice again. We call that an El Presidente drill, okay? And measure how much time it takes you to do that. And then do the same thing with a suppressed AR-15, and tell me the difference in time. Because when you're in a fight and you have multiple threats, time matters. And you know, the external ballistics, the terminal ballistics are always impressive with a shotgun. It's almost like, putting C4 on something and blowing it up. You kind of just, your brain just says, wow, But you want to win a fight, you might want a sharper scalpel, not a maul or a hatchet.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I already know that if you try to drop the clip on this thing and put another one in, it is at least twice as slow as using an AR.
Yep. All right. Yeah, the way you win gunfights is to hit targets and keep your gun running.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. Thanks for taking my call. Sam, I knew that you are a fan of the Hyperfire Eclipse trigger, and I bought one of those for a build, and I was trying to use that with the Battle Arms Development 45-degree ambidextrous safety, and I was having some issues and went online and saw that evidently there's a compatibility issue with that. And I was just curious if you had any recommendations for a for a similar safety that would be ambidextrous and 45 degree?
Well, not quite 45 degree, but we use a 60 degree safety made by Noveski, and it's a stainless steel drum that's salt bath nitrided, and it'll last and it works.
Okay. As far as the lower receiver goes, if it works with a 45, the 60 wouldn't be any issues as far as that goes.
Well, I mean, there's not a big difference. They're both short throw safeties, but you got to have the right shape on the drum, and I don't like the 45 degree safeties. They're just not quite enough margin for error.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Sam, you got any follow-up here for James?
Did we answer James's question effectively?
Well, James, you're still there. What do you think, sir?
Yes, sir, I appreciate that. If I could just ask one quick follow-up here.
Please.
Sam, on if somebody is building just a plinking rifle, something like that, but you still want a decent trigger but maybe don't want to spend the same amount as what the clips is. Would you have any other recommendation? I assume something in the Hyperfire line.
Yeah, Hyperfire has triggers that are half the price that use the same mechanism. They just don't have the nickel boron nitrided parts. You would want to get a curved trigger shoe and one of the lower cost triggers that use the compression springs.
Okay. Very good. I really appreciate your help. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. You're welcome. We're not going to take any more calls. It wouldn't be time to do them justice. We're down to less than 3 minutes here, Sam. We covered a lot of territory in these 2 hours, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, we tend to do that occasionally. It's been good fun. I'm pleading with people, get thermal while you can. Get your vests and your level 4 polymer plates while you can. These things are going to be taken away. They're going to outlaw them for civilians to own them because the government knows what's coming. And there are people in the government causing this. And it's not your job to be a martyr for your country. It's your job to kill the evil ones that want to destroy your country. So don't go into this with a patriotic martyr mindset. Remember what Patton said. It's your job to make the poor SOB on the other side die for his cause.
That's right. That's pretty much a direct quotation from General Patton, one of the men I truly did admire. We're going to, got training coming up. What's the next training people might be interested in, sir?
13th and 14th of June, we have a enhanced pistol course. The 15th, 16th, and 17th, we have a tactical carbine course. The 19th in the afternoon from 1 to 7 p.m. on the 19th of June, we have a ladies-only introductory pistol course. And we'll have Navy SEAL instructors teaching that class. The 20th and the 21st, we're going to have an advanced combat course. If you have taken a handgun and a carbine course, you will qualify with prerequisites to take that class. That will be about shooting, moving, and communicating. A little bit more advanced. You need to be in reasonable shape to take that class. Probably on the 27th and the 28th, we're going to have a long-range class, 0 to 1,000 yards, introduction to long-range shooting. If you have a precision weapon that will shoot under 1 minute of angle, and you have an optic that is 14 power or greater with a parallax minimization function on it, and you have a bipod and a rear bag and some hearing protection, you can come take that class and learn how to shoot a rifle at long range. That pretty much covers June.
I forgot my rear bag when I showed up for that class, so I picked up a bag of Navy beans at the local supermarket. Turned out you had a bag I could use.
John, great to be with you. Let freedom ring. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, clean your essential oil. Now while you can, your farm can. Never, ever. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.